there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Some families we're born into. Some families are made from the ones we meet along the way. Our families are built on love and traditions, the memories we share, and knowing that life is better because we're together. Pure Life, 100% pure quality water, refreshing every moment together. Visit purelifewater.com and discover where to buy Pure Life.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Flying with us today on Alan Air, we have a fantastic comedian and a presenter. She's also a friend. Her critically acclaimed stand-up tour, Snappy, has been extended again. She's back on the road September the 13th in Newcastle and going everywhere. And if you don't believe me, go to susieruffle.com to find out all the dates. Well, that's giving the game away. It is, of course, Susie Ruffle. This is the final boarding call for Susie Ruffle. This is the final boarding call for Susie Ruffle. Susie Ruffle, this is the final boarding call. Final boarding call for Susie. Susie, Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, you're gonna miss your flight. Thank you. Welcome on board. Susie Ruffle, how are you doing, Susie, love?
I'm very well, thank you, Alan. It's like a sunken lounge, isn't it, that you've got here?
It is. We dug down a little bit to make it a little bit sunken.
I like that. It's very sort of, very chic. It's very chic here, Alan.
What do you want about a sunken lounge for? You're flying Alan Air.
Oh, yeah, again.
We're on a plane. We're on a plane.
How are you?
You are having a moment, aren't you?
I mean,
I've seen the reviews of your new tour.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah, it's been really nice. I'm having a good time. It's hard to know, isn't it? Like, people have been saying that to me at the moment, being like, oh, you're everywhere. But I don't know that you really notice it when you just work, you do a bit, you try and be funny.
Yeah.
And for me, it's always about the stand-up. I love doing the telly stuff. It's really fun. But I love doing the stand-up. Yeah. So as long as I'm on telly enough that I'm selling out a tour.
Yes, of course.
I'm laughing.
Because telly is the best shop window you can have, isn't
totally. You know? Well, until podcasting became a thing.
Yes.
I mean, that's the mad thing.
We love a podcast.
We love a poddy.
Well, I've known you were brilliant for ages because you supported me on my tour.
I did.
And it was so funny because people don't know this, but you were like saying, oh, Alan, I don't know if you were bullshitting me. It's such an honour to be supporting you. And I always watch you on Friday Night Project. And I was like, lovely. And I was like, oh, that's very kind. And then we're in that place, was it in Yorkshire on the moors, where we didn't have access to a toilet backstage. And you saw me weeing in a cup.
Yeah, it was such... It was a real time, wasn't it? It was a real time. So, first of all that stuff is true. And I mentioned it on another podcast the other day, saying that I'm that bit sort of, I'm the next generation to you in stand-up, or a couple after, where I was sort of about 17 when Tooth Fairy, your first DVD, came out. And I hadn't heard of you before. One of my friends put it on and we just all died with laughter. And so I had this group of friends that, and then we'd been to see you and we thought you were so fantastic. And this was before I had even really considered stand-up. It was when I was still doing some really great waitressing as a full-time actress. And And then when I got to support you, and then that same group of friends came to see me, like, we all couldn't believe it. And so it was all totally true that I mean, when I signed with Off the Curb, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've got Alan Carr's agent. Like, it felt so exciting. Aww. And then to see you piss into a car, I just think it reminded me that, you know, guys, sometimes everyone pisses in a cup, and that's okay.
And also, it wasn't a Louis C.K. moment. I went round the corner to do it. Yeah, I wasn't just like, do you mind if I urinate?
It was into my tea. That's the thing. And do you know what? That's just what you learn being a stand-up. You just have to sort of, you know, take the punches. It's fine.
No, because I went down the stairs because, like, we didn't have access to Roy, and I need a pre-show wee.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what this cup was made of, but it was echoey.
I think it really bonded us. Yes. You know, you don't imagine when you're like, do you want to go on the road with Alan Carr? Oh my God, what an honour, what a privilege opening for his audience, creating my own along the way, what a treat. And then 3 weeks in, you hear, oh, I'm so sorry, Susie, I'm going to have to go and have a piss in this alleyway. like, oh God, it is like the movies.
Oh my God.
Listen, you whistled a sea shanty. It was fine. We had a good laugh.
We've travelled, because this is a travel podcast,
yes, of course.
Obviously. I was reading Billy Connolly's biography, and I always say this to comedians. Do you find that travel now is not spoilt by stand-up, but getting on a plane, getting on a train, and I've seen your train content.
Yeah.
You love a train.
I do love a train.
Does it spoil travel for you? Can you switch off?
Yeah, do you know, I think it's less about how much I've travelled as a stand-up, and more about the thing of being someone who is... I mean, you're the same as me. We were in the clubs for, like, you know, you and I both did stand-up for a long time before we got telly, before we got to tour by ourselves. And I think that when you're sort of hand-to-mouth for a while and you're on the road a lot and the sort of first flungs of being self-employed, and you're always like, fuck, I need to work, I need to take all the gigs, I need to keep going,
yeah.
I need to get better, oh God, what about if an opportunity happens? What about if I've been asked to warm up that thing, I should go and do it, even though I'm going to go to my holiday late. You know, I think that was more the thing that I don't mind the travel. It's just what I find hard is turning off, is stopping working, is actually taking time out of my diary and going,
yeah,
you've got to have a break. And actually, I didn't really do it until I met my partner, Alice, who was like, this isn't a way to live.
No.
Like, I get it that, like, but she had to sort of say to me, like, you've got to a level now where, like, if you go on holiday for 2 weeks, people won't forget that you exist. Like, there'll be work after 2 weeks.
And also in relationships as well, when you have a partner, they can feel a little bit neglected.
Yeah.
If you're a good comedian, you're working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they, you know, no one wants to, hey, it's a Monday.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I booked a table at Spearmint Rhino. Let's go. No one wants
to. You never turned up to that.
I was weeing in a cup backstage.
Oh, it's actually really creative. It's kind of art. It's great to see. Great to see.
Now,
so, that's what I find hard, I think. Less so as I'm getting older, I think. But for a long time, I found it really hard to turn off on holiday.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about Portsmouth, obviously. That's famously, you're from Portsmouth.
Famously.
It inspires you.
It does indeed. It
now,
can't
I
help
went on
it.
To TripAdvisor. Have you been to any of these places?
Go on.
Mary Rose.
Yes, of course.
Was it good?
I mean, it's an old boat, sure, if you're into that sort of thing.
Okay. Historic Dockyard.
Yes, 100%.
Lovely.
It's very nice there.
And I've never heard of this, a Spinnaker Tower?
Spinnaker Tower.
Spinnaker Tower. And of course, loads of 5-star reviews, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But of course, I always click down to the 1-star review. Someone said, okay, it's a tall building. And when you get to the top, there's a view of Portsmouth. What do you expect when you go on a big tower in Portsmouth? What do you expect at the top? The Sahara?
I feel like it did what it said in the tin. I don't know what the fuck she's expecting. But some people won't be pleased, will they?
No. I couldn't believe that was. How can you complain of going in a big tower in Portsmouth that it's just a big tower and you get a view of Portsmouth?
Well, I think it's a lovely view. I quite like Portsmouth.
I do.
Now, I think that when you come from somewhere, certainly for me, when I left, when I left Portsmouth at 18, I was like, this town couldn't contain me. I must be in London because I'm going to be a star. And then obviously I thought, like, oh God, you know, I'm too queer and I'm too cool. And then of course, like, years later I go back and I'm like, oh, loads of drag queens are from, oh God, it's really queer. Like, you know, oh, there's a really cool gay bar. Oh God, oh fuck, this is, am I not special. So humbling.
Yes.
But it's actually, I think, you know, it's quite good, isn't it, to move away from where you're from and then see it with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
And so now we go down there quite a lot as a family and spend time there with mum and dad. And it is lovely. But it has that sort of charm. And like you and I would have been at loads of the places on tour. You know, somewhere where you know that in the 40s, 50s, 60s, it would have been a place people would have holidayed.
Yes, yes.
You know, there would have, there's like a charm to the old buildings, but it's slightly, in some areas, it's like slightly sad because it looks like, you know.
Charles Dickens was born there.
But that's the thing. Me and Charlie, we actually.
Famously, you're more famous than Charles Dickens.
Well, of course.
I'm just saying that. There you go. No, no. But I mean, It in its heyday.
Yeah. It's a historic place that people would go to. And I think now, I think people are holidaying more in the UK and people are, you know, are less judgy about it. But yeah, you know, it's got a certain charm.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd still go away if you can. Yeah. But if you can't, go to Portsmouth.
But then that's like me growing up in Northampton. I couldn't wait to leave. But then my mum and dad's still there and my brother and his kids. And when you go there, you do it to that nostalgia thing. Yeah. Oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
You can't help it.
So tell us, where did you go on holiday? Did you ever one of those holidays where you're a complete slag? I've had a slaggy holiday.
I never
had a slaggy holiday?
Not really, no. I'm so sorry. Oh. I mean, sure, I did it. I'm all had sort of a
you're just
slaggy
a slag
year.
Everywhere. I don't need to go on holiday to be a slag.
You know, Soho's just down the road. no, I didn't. No, I haven't really.
You don't have, this is not
I've had like party holidays, but not really slaggy.
No, no. Hello, we'd just like to let the man know in row C that we do have fully functioning toilets. There's no need to piss in a cup. Thank you. What's been your most decadent holiday?
Well, I mean, so I've listened to this podcast. I really like it. And I've listened to lots of the episodes with people like DJ Fat Tony. And people
she's mentioning Cher, Kate Moss.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, really. So I'm going to really bring it back down to earth. welcome, listener. No, I think it's important that you holiday with people that you have the same amount of money as.
Yeah.
I sometimes holiday with Josh Widdicombe and I would say that he has more money than me. So, you know, beach clubs in Ibiza and that sort of thing. And like, don't get me wrong, I think I'm doing rather well, but he's on telly every week. So, you know, like going on, like, you know, we've had like, I would say that they're the most decadent holidays I've had where it's like, we go to a beach club in the day, we go to a super club at night, we're staying in this villa that's we've just booked for somewhere. We're staying in a place that Danny Dyer has stayed in. Oh, we go in 2 months.
Wow.
You know.
Can you imagine the visitor book? Enjoy it, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
fucking loved it. Fucking yeah. Five fucking stars.
Yeah. Me and my Muppets had a brilliant time. But yeah, so that would be, we've been to.
That's fine. That's
we've been
fine.
To Ibiza a few times and I went to Italy for his wedding, which was lovely. But that's about as decadent as I get. That's not sort of the. And Alison and I have been on some nice holidays. But, I mean, when listening to this podcast and it's like, Cher came on. Naomi Campbell, of course.
And I always use that example at Robbie Williams when the jacuzzi came out the roof.
What a treat.
I know. I mean, I would personally find that scary.
Yeah. And like, also like, a bit much, Rob, we get it. Like, we get it, you're Robbie Williams. Like, do you want to just chill out?
So, because Josh Widdicombe toured, I toured with him, he supported me as well.
I know, you take all of us on the road, don't you? Bless you. It's so good of you.
I know. Well, you're just so good. You're so good at, you know, warming up the crowd and just great company and everything. But poor old Josh, they just thought he was my lover.
Yeah, of course.
Because he is quite cherubic, you know. Cherubic.
Chorizo? Is that what you're looking for?
He's made of chorizo.
Which is surprising because he's, of course, veggie, but you know. I remember. I don't think anyone thought I was your wife.
No.
I think we were in the clear there. Do you mind? My husband and I are trying to have.
We didn't have a bad show on that tour, did we?
No.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great.
Oh, where did that boat? I said, come on, guys, I'm treating you. And we went out in that boat. the woman lied to us about the dolphins.
Oh, yeah, we didn't see it. I mean, they were like, you'll definitely see dolphins. I mean...
There was no...
Saw like four plastic bags and a trolley. Like, fucking hell.
This was off the coast of Wales. She went, oh, we saw some this morning. There's a whole load of them. We're like, quick, quick. And then I was like, are you sure?
And we were all in like overalls.
Yes, for the sauce.
Yes. Yeah, so it was a real look.
Yeah, it was lovely, weren't it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's the biggest piece of tat you've bought on holiday? Or do you buy tat?
Oh, yeah, I love buying shit.
Yeah.
As soon as I've got any money, it's like it's burning a hole. I've got to spend it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I went to Sri Lanka. I bought a sarong.
Oh, nice.
Still in the bag.
What a surprise.
I know, but when you're there, I'm walking along the beach.
Here you are in your fisherman trousers.
We're both wearing double denim.
Yeah, we both came double denim today, which is good. Felt like we both...
Is that still in? I mean, you're young and trendy. I'm done. It's double denim still in? Is it in?
Someone's nodding. I love that you think that I'm young. Obviously, I'll always be younger
than you. When you get to my age, everyone's young.
But because when we met,
I was... That's what Mary Berry's wearing. Hey, Mary, what are the kids wearing? That's how old I feel.
You want to speak to Prue Lee? She's all the style.
Always beatboxing me and her. That's what kids do.
I don't know anymore.
I once wore double cord.
Oh!
Yeah, but then... it's just weird having this groove all the way down your body, do you know what I mean?
Was it a cat suit?
No! Oh, God, people are going to be sick. Cord cat suit. Lovely. All zhuzhed up at the crunch.
Is that the name of your next book? Alan, he's single again. Zhuzhed up at the crotch.
Have you ever had a holiday nightmare? Have you ever had your bags stolen or lost, forgotten your passport?
No, I've never done anything like that. But so when we went to Italy for Josh's wedding, Alice and I, that's my wife, decided to go... to Italy a little bit before we went to Puglia, where they were getting married. We thought we'd do a little bit.
Oh, Puglia, I'm going there.
Oh,
Is it nice?
So it's amazing. The food, the people, the wine. Oh, it's so nice. It's so lovely. Can I come? It's really nice. I'll come with you.
Come again, please.
We stayed in a couple of different places. Anyway, one place that we stayed in, when we checked in, they were like really hurried us to our room, which I was like, oh, okay. That's, you know, sure, they're just efficient. Anyway, it later transpired that we were the only people in the hotel that weren't at a wedding. So they had basically hired this whole hotel.
Oh, no.
Apart from one room. And then the one room, they were like, here's a room for you. And so we got there and we were like, oh, it feels like everyone knows each other. Maybe people are just really friendly. And then everyone kept looking at us like, oh, I guess they're their English friends. Like... And no one really knew what was happening. And then they'd be like, everyone down. And we'd be like, everyone? Like, is that us too? Anyway, one day we went swimming and we'd hired a car, like driven down to the coast, had a swim, and it was beautiful. And then on the way back, we were like, oh, sod it. Like, let's just like go in our towels back. You know, you can drive in a towel, it's fine. And we thought we'd
can
get
you?
In. Can you? Yeah.
You can drive around Pula just wearing a towel.
Well, I had my bikini on as well.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I wasn't like in the I wasn't in the nip. Every time I put on the indicator, a little booby falls out.
Okay, no, I get that, yeah.
And so we get back to the hotel and we like get out of the and we've got our towels on. Maybe Alice might have had a sarong on, and we're like walking through the car park, and this Italian guy comes in, he's like, no, no! Like, God, we don't look that bad, do we? Like, I appreciate I haven't got any makeup on.
So you put your tits away.
Yeah. Fine, God. I thought you guys were relaxed on the continent. I put the baps away. And they're like, no, no, don't come forward. And they were like, it's a wedding, it's a wedding. And we were like, yeah, I know, but we're staying here. We just want to walk up the stairs. And he was like, no, they're doing the photos. They can't see you. And so we were like a secret at the hotel. Oh. So then they went, so they were like, stay here. So then all of a sudden we were like hiding behind a car.
Yeah.
And they like came and got a golf caddy and took us like this mad route around the back of the hotel to take us to our rooms. And then we're like, you can't walk around in a towel and you can't use the pool.
Oh.
And it was really, I mean, it.
That's going to spoil a holiday.
That's going to spoil a holiday. Anyway, the next day, see, I'm not very good at.
Can you not complain?
Well, no, I can complain, but I'm not sort of very, like Alice was like, we're sorting this out.
Oh, good.
So she's that person. Yeah, she went downstairs and she was like, look, this is clearly a fabulous hotel, but I think there's been an error. And I think you know it and I think we know it. And I think we need a refund.
Wow. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. I know. I feel like you're embarrassed about this and so are we. So let's just make this.
And so she did that. Because sometimes people go like Bob Geldof, give me my fucking money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't need
that's
that.
That's what I'm doing.
I don't know why I did it in a normal that. He speaks like that, doesn't he, Bob Geldof?
Sure. So are you still doing your impressions?
So yeah, but then I sort of think, well, those people, the bride and groom, they should have got some more friends.
Do you know what I mean? They needed two more friends.
Two more friends. Well, maybe they're a bit nicer.
Yeah, there you go. It's their fault. That's why I am going to be in the back of their pictures just wearing a towel with one tit out.
Didn't you feel like you maybe dress up as like an old crone and put a spell on them? Got a stick and a hood. Yo! Yeah.
No,
it'll last a month!
No, I look far too young to be able to do anything like that, Alan. Thank you.
Of course.
Of course.
I could do it.
Yes,
because I'm
well,
a
of
wrinkled
course,
old ball bag.
Here in first class, we offer our passengers a fully equipped spa and leisure centre. Why not pop on a terry toweling robe, sit back and dive into the jacuzzi and have a glass of warm Prosecco? Spa and leisure centre does not exist and is purely fictitious. It's made up for comedic purposes. It's not even a plane, you dickhead.
Do you go on holiday with Tom?
Alan, yeah, we've holidayed together. We've been to Berlin together. Well, we had a great time. We went to a Cher-themed drag night where one person came...
That doesn't sound gay.
No, I know. We were both on the hunt for someone of the opposite sex, for each other. And we went to a drag bar in Berlin that were having a Cher-themed night. And it was such fun. I mean, it was such fun. But someone had just came as a chair and just kept going, oh, I miss her. And it was so, we were just totally taken with this person that had put in quite a lot of effort to come as a deck chair. Just really funny.
That's
just really
right.
Funny. Gay people are funny. Thank God for us. And
what's
so,
he like as a travel partner?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Tom's really good. He's got a travel clutch.
I'm not surprised.
No, he's got, he sort of holds his travel clutch. Although he did do the loveliest thing for me. I know he won't mind me telling you this. We went to New York together for World Pride, which was...
Is that on that plane?
Yeah, we went on that big gay plane, full of gays, ironically, chartered by Virgin. And we go to New York. It was like to celebrate World Pride. We had the greatest time. I mean, I was sick in MoMA, but no one's perfect. And hungover. But... on the way back, we'd had like this amazing time, and like obviously Tom's been doing really well for a while now. And we get in the cab, we're going back, and when we get to the airport, Tom was like, "I've got a little surprise for you. I've put us both in upper class," and he paid for us both to go in upper class as a little treat. And it was, it's the only time I've flown anything other than economy, and it was joyous. It was so nice. And
that sums up Tom.
That's
angel,
Tom.
He?
Yeah, he's such a wonderful boy, and he's such a dear friend. And like we've been friends for such a long time. Like there was a time when like we would put on shows, and like four people would come, and we'd just be like, "That's okay. We'll just keep doing our thing. We'll get there eventually." Yeah. And he's really, really, really generous. And so we had this amazing trip to World Pride where we got like hammered, went to piano bars, were asked to not to sing, and just had the best time, and then flew home upper class, which, I mean, you know, I'm sure you've done it a number of times, Al, but like the first time you do it, of course, we're here in Alan's beautiful place. And, but the first time you do it, I mean, it is when they're like, you turn left, you're like, fuck me, I'm turning left. Like, oh. You can't get over it. And like, they give you pajamas.
Oh,
and
there's, I know.
We had a wine flight. I mean, we were on a flight and then we had a wine flight. Yeah, I mean, it was just so lovely. And
oh,
so,
lovely.
Yeah. So like, so that's what Tom's like to holiday with, and just really fun.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Yeah, yeah. I just mean, really I haven't holidayed with him, but we did a show together for Sky and we would travel around the country doing all these sketches and things. And it was really fun. In the back of the car, he had a very important phone call and I would smuggle two little bottles of champagne and like this. Now, I don't know how they got so fizzed up. I opened it. It was like I'd won something at the Grand Prix. It was all over. And he was like looking at me like this was his spray. Is all.
Oh, that's so
his
funny.
Those lovely suits he wears.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, we're about to start our descent.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And so where will you be going with Snappy?
We're extending it again. We're extending it into autumn.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to be going out. And so all the details at susieruffle.com if people are interested in coming. And I've got a special on Amazon. So if you've never seen me and you want to have a look, which I totally understand, it's cost of living crisis. You want to make sure you're going to enjoy it. Go and have a look at that first.
Yeah, well, please, listen, I will say how funny Susie is. She supported me every night and she was so funny. A little bit too funny, if you ask me. I couldn't really do it. I was like, oh, I see. I love my game. No, you're absolutely brilliant. But listen, we've just got time now for...
you're right, love.
Look at me giving a compliment. It's stuck in my throat. You are funny. It kills me.
We will shortly be arriving in New York City for Gay Pride. If you look out on the left, you will see a rainbow. If you look out on the right, you will see Jane McDonald covered in glitter, dancing and singing to I Will Survive. God bless America.
Quick fire round, okay?
Yes, go.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal? Are you cultured?
Ish. Taj Mahal. Yeah, I'm cultured.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm fucking cultured.
Al Garve or Al Carr? Would you rather spend holiday in Portugal or with TV's Alan Carr?
With TV's Alan Carr. Right. I've been to Norway with you.
Do you remember? We have holidays together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a holiday. We went for 2 days, tried to see the Northern Lights, and it didn't happen.
Oh, my God, we ended up in that car park.
With Casper the Friendly Host.
Oh, yes. And that park that had quite, the statues were a bit Even yeah. I was a little bit grabbing my pearls.
Yeah, they were quite rude. Yeah, we went in a car to try and find the Northern Lights. We didn't find the Northern Lights, and we ended up with a bunch of strangers in a car park at what looked like a dogging event. That's how I ended up pregnant.
And then, do you remember that? And do you remember that the next day I said to the waitress, oh, we missed the Northern Lights. She went, get over it, it's only lights in the sky. And that's someone from Norway.
Yeah.
Anyway, travel insurance or no thanks, I'll take my chance.
Travel insurance.
Okay, wonderful. And tip 'em or fuck 'em?
Oh, tip 'em.
Tip 'em.
Well, I mean, if you want to fuck 'em as well, go for it. But I mean, do as you please.
But you've been a waitress, so you know what it's like.
Oh, God, yeah, you got a tip.
Makes a big difference. Thank you so much.
Oh,
if you'd like to get your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Oh, I can't carry that by myself. Can you come?
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Susie. You're such a star. That was fabulous. And don't forget, Susie has just announced brand new dates for her critically acclaimed Snappy, starting in September and going everywhere. Check it all out on susieruffle.com. And don't forget, guys, thank you so much for flying Alan Air. Life's a beach, bitches.